はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
日本文化レッスンでございます。夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, Japanese culture class number 32. As always brought to you by Eric Clare and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. Okay, joined in the studio by Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san, and we're here to talk to you today about... Well, this is a bit out of my league, way out of my league. So we have a specialist here. Can we say that, Natsuko-san? Call you a specialist?
No, definitely not.
Okay, so Yoshi will be the specialist for today. Thank you, Yoshi-san.
You're welcome.
Okay, so, Natsuko-san, what are we talking about today?
Natsume Soseki.
He is a writer, and he is considered to be the Charles Dickens of Japan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Apparently so. The Charles Dickens of Japan, but I think that's not quite fair. We're not comparing them by any means. This is just something for you to gauge how big he is in Japan.
Yes, he's one of the most famous writers in Japan.
Yes.
Of all times.
We're not comparing them at all. Again, here we're just referring to how well known he is. Okay, so Natsuko-san, why don't we start with this? Why are we talking about this today?
Because this is the day he passed away, long time ago.
Yeah, I really think we should be doing this on his birthday. I don't know how we came up with this today. I don't know, but yes, in 1916, on December 9th, this is the day he passed away. So, to commemorate his memory, today we're going to talk about him. Now, he is a well-known novelist, a writer. From which era, Yoshi-san?
Meiji era.
Okay, and the Meiji era spans up until what year? Anyone going once? Going twice?
1912.
Thank you, Natsuko-san. And two of his best-known novels are, Natsuko-san?
Kokoro.
Which literally means heart. And this was written 2 years following the death of Emperor Meiji. And actually, this is a little bit before he passed away.
Yes.
As he passed away in 1916. So, and this is one of his most well-known works. Another very well-known work is...
Wagahai wa neko dearu.
I am a cat. And does anybody have an idea why?
Because the story is written from a viewpoint of a cat.
Really?
Yes. And this cat is living in a house of a writer. And this cat talks about this writer, which is, of course, kind of Soseki, kind of ironically talking about himself.
Wow, that's really interesting. Have you read this?
Yes, I read this one. It's really good.
Yoshi-san, have you read this?
I think I've read part of it.
It's pretty long.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about it. What is it like? It sounds like a very interesting concept.
Yes. I think the first line is really famous among Japanese students.
What's the first line?
Wagahai wa neko dearu. Namae wa mada nai.
I am a cat. I still have no name. So I'll leave that to you literary experts out there to interpret what that means because, yeah, this is well beyond me. But Yoshi-san, you're very familiar with his work too, right?
Not really.
Well, there's an honest answer, but what I meant to say was you're at least very familiar with this person, right?
Yes.
He's quite famous in Japan. Would there be a Japanese person that doesn't know about him?
I don't think so.
Now, can you maybe tell us something about, like, to what degree was he famous? And this is a hint at something about currency. Yoshi?
He was on one of the old Japanese bill.
Which bill was that?
1,000 yen. 1,000 yen bill.
So to get on a bill, you have to be very well known.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he was replaced some years later, but yeah, very well known writer. And in addition to writing, what else did he do? Or what kind of writing? He wrote novels.
Yeah, he also wrote haiku.
The Japanese style poem, which is 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables.
And Chinese style poetry.
Yes, I read that initially he was interested in Chinese literature.
Mm-hmm.
So at a very young age, he studied a lot of Chinese literature.
Yes, and that means he was very intellectual because to learn Chinese in Japan is like learning Latin in Western countries.
Yeah, to call him an intellectual is right on the money because after that, he went on to study English. He studied in Britain, correct?
Yes.
So Japanese, Chinese, English, very well-versed. And Natsuko, it says here that he also wrote about fairy tales.
I'm not sure you call that fairy tales, but his novel is, as you can expect from the cat story, very imaginative. And actually, he wrote some short works about his dream.
Wow. And this is one of the reasons that he is this well-known. Very cutting-edge stuff, especially for his time.
Yes.
Now, I'm wondering, Natsuko-san, maybe you can help me out here. Yoshi-san, maybe you can help me out. When he was writing this stuff, at the time, was he considered very well-known? Or, like many Western writers, they become well-known after they pass away?
He was well-known. And he was kind of a very top-class scholar in Japan.
Yoshi-san, when did you first come into contact with this writer, Soseki?
They teach you about him in school.
What level school?
I knew him when I was in elementary school.
Yoshi-san, you went to some really top-class schools, didn't you?
No, he's so famous that they teach you about him. Like, everyone should know about him in Japan.
So did you come into contact with him, the person, or his work?
With his name.
Yeah. Okay, so let me rephrase this. When did you first come in contact with his work?
I think in junior high school.
Yeah, me too. I think I first tried to read I Am a Cat when I was in junior high school.
By yourself or in the school?
By myself. And actually, Japanese high school classes teach kokoro in their classroom.
So it's mandatory reading?
Yes.
So that's why everybody knows about this story?
Yes.
Well, everybody who studied at a Japanese high school. Now, maybe you can tell us a bit about the story, a synopsis of what's going on in Kokoro, or just like an outline, character, uh-huh. Anything?
Well, it's a pretty long and complicated story, but it's about this sensei.
Someone, a teacher?
Yes, more like a mentor. Yeah, and this person, sensei, is very humble and well-known person, very intellectual person. But a young man who was the follower of this sensei finds out about his past, which uh-huh. is... which is?
Which is? Tell us.
Well, maybe you better read and find out by yourself, but just...
I think that's perfect. So, just like my mother, she used to always tell me just enough to get me interested and then just stop there. I never really went and read the books, but... Interesting. So, about a mentor with a past.
Yes, involving, of course, a woman.
All right. Now, there is an English translation. We found a website with this. So if you're interested, stop by JapanesePod101.com. We'll have that link up there so you can actually come by and read it online. So there's no excuse. In English, of course. I should really point that out because, unless Natsuko, you want to privately tutor people working their way through the Japanese version of Kokoro? Is that a yes?
I want someone to teach me.
He was also really famous because he was one of the first writers who changed this whole writing style.
What kind of writing style? From what to what?
Like, they used to use like old Chinese style writing.
Uh-huh.
But his I Am a Cat was like the first book was written in the modern Japanese writing.
Yeah, it actually uses lots of spoken language, which was pretty uncommon in those days.
I see. And in this book, who was speaking? The cat was speaking?
Yes.
Who was he speaking to?
Himself, maybe.
Huh? Now, we're going to check out if this book's around in English, because I think I would actually like to take a look at this book.
Yes, it's really interesting.
Okay, so is there anything else we need to know about Natsume Soseki?
I think we should know about the meaning of his name. I think it's very interesting.
Yes. Soseki is not his real name, right?
Yes, that's his pen name.
What's his real name?
Natsume Kinnosuke is his real name.
And you wait this long to tell me into the podcast?
So だよね. Yeah, I know.
Maybe we can cut and edit that into the beginning, but he has a couple of really well-known quotes, and why don't we give you one? First, Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese, and I'll give you the English.
地に働けば角が立つ。
Use your intellect to guide you, and you will end up putting people off.
情に差をさせば流される。
Rely on your emotions, and you will forever be pushed around.
意地を通せば窮屈だ。
Force your will on others, and you will live in constant tension.
とにかく人の世は住みにくい。
There is no getting around it. People are hard to live with. That is so true. That is perfect.
So you can tell how he was great as a writer.
Yeah.
Just to read those lines.
Yeah, and Natsuko-san, we should give some credit to the translator, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the English came out perfect. I think, yeah, really, really great stuff. Use your intellect to guide you, and you will end up putting people off. Rely on your emotions, and you will forever be pushed around. Force your will on others, and you will live in constant tension. There is no getting around it. People are hard to live with.
And, you know, his name Soseki meant a sore loser, stubbornly refusing to admit being wrong.
Really?
And adhering to the far-fetched argument.
Now that makes it even more interesting. It seems like he tried lots of different approaches to people, but he just, yeah, I guess there's no pleasing everybody.
Yes.
All right. Natsuko-san, I would like to thank you for helping us take on such a difficult topic. And before you get a chance to say thank you, I want to thank our expert, Yoshi-san. Yoshi-san, thank you too. This was, we must say, quite a difficult topic to cover, because we have to be very careful, because we know there are some academics out there waiting in the wings for something like this. So, thank you very much. ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
おさまつさまでした。
Now, if you want to know what that means, I do too. Yoshi's going to post about that on the site. Okay? That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた来週。
またね。